Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is only show 1000, aka show 999 part 2. And this is 999, High Energy Plan. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 999 High Energy Plan, 999 Tony, according to their website, which is
999band.com?
999.net, and it's N-I-N-E, 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 .net. Call it the internet one, Tony Neil.
Okay.
On their website, it declares that they were formed on December the 5th, 1976.
Wow.
How about that? 49 years. How brilliant is that? And I did plan to play a lot of them last week on our 999 special, which I thought was this week. So last week, I kind of messed up a bit. Anyway, we'll be hearing from them again at the end of the show, and there's something for the Australians halfway through. Other than that, we are now dealing, actually, with show 1000. We never thought we'd make it. I was very worried about it. I'll tell you why I was worried about show 1000 in the next bit. Or a bit after that, even. Not right now, because right now, and thank you, 999, but right now, it's time for a joke or a poem. If you've got a joke or a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Really am. And Jeff has gone dark again, Tony.
Oh, excellent. We like dark Jeff.
Wrap yourself it. Dark Jeff is great. Actually, there's something else I thought of on the tram today. Let's get this joke done first. There's two. They're brilliant. Jeff says, why is anal sex like broccoli?
Don't know.
You probably won't enjoy it as an adult if you were forced to have it as a child. You've stayed utterly speechless there, Tony.
It's nice, I like it.
It's actually, do you like it?
I like it.
It's a beauty, isn't it? But how about this? Jeff has a PS. Often the PS outdoes the joke. I'm saying 50-50 here, see what you think. A kid at the planetarium asked me if I knew how stars die. I told him it's usually an overdose.
Nice.
Sounded like you knew that one already, did you?
No, not at all.
Wait, you stayed very calm there.
Yeah.
I burst out laughing when I heard those. Maybe it's the way I told him. Anyway, point is, if you can do as well as Jeff, and we do like them dark, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear the thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
I think that's a wondrous way to celebrate our 1,000th show. I'll tell you why I'm concerned about it. Maybe in the next bit, maybe in the bit after. But right now, two songs in a row. One from a band that I've loved ever since I first heard them, and one for a band who are relatively new to us. I think we played one other song by them before, but you'd have to wait for Night Court. First, it's only the Ockmonics. Very excited about this. They got a new album out called Party Fever. It came via Snubbly Records. What is The Ockmonics Bandcamp page?
Theockmonics.bandcamp.com?
It is theockmonics.bandcamp.com. theockmonics.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 1, Paul the Internet 1. Stay tuned for Night Court. This is Sorority Club Song.
Than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Yeah.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Night Court and a track called Gong Show, all the way from Vancouver, Tony. What is Night Court's Bandcamp page?
Nightcourt.bandcamp.com.
Nightcourtpunk.bandcamp.com. NightCourtPunk.bandcamp.com. Making it probably is it too. Tony, one, I don't have a lot more information about Night Court, I'm afraid, but you've just heard them. If you liked them, it's a great track. Check out nightcourtpunk.bandcamp.com. They followed the Harmonics, who were, of course, great. And, of course, just before we get to this bit, it wouldn't be Punky Show 1000 without some Skype issues.
Oh, I know. It's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
It really is. But anyway, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Ranky Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle. Thanks for your comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. It would have been nice if you leave us a comment for our 1,000th show, but hey, maybe your congratulators afterwards. But hey, get your comments in. It'd be nice. We just had the one this week, and it wasn't even really on our page.
Oh, brilliant.
It was on your page. So
yeah, but I wonder why people can't find the post sometimes.
Oh, Facebook, innit?
Yeah, Facebook, innit? Yeah.
Facebook. These billionaire fucking tech owners. They just can't write a decent social media these days.
Yeah.
Sam got in touch. Sam Lim,
hey, hello, Sam. I think I know what's coming.
He says, Gooper Gooper, you right pair of bandits. In anticipation of the 1,000th show, I decided to go right back to the start and re-listen to the first show.
Bad idea.
Can you remember your first song you played? It took me back. Listened to the Smears too. I then found a Monkey special, which took me back in time. Oh, well, you can't live in the past, so hurry up and get the 1,000th show done. We're on it, Sam. Will it be your last? Funk knows, but I hope not. There are many more to come. Well, we'll see. Maybe it will trigger Alexa to finally take over the world. But whatever happens, Paul, Tony, and all the regular contributors like Jeff, Steve, etc., thank you for all the laughs and great music you provided over the years. Well, I think that's enough waffling on a pooga poog. Bunch of cunts. Yeah, bunch of cunts. Record a solo. Thanks.
He really got into detail there. And I do have to say, what he summed up there is that we do have a small dysfunctional family that have carried us along, don't we?
We do.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, I don't remember a Monkey special.
I don't.
No idea. I imagine you played Monkey Fist and some other things to do with monkeys.
Oh, yes, I think so. I think those early days, that's why we started putting, well, I say in a while, I started putting special on it, because they were all kind of themed.
Yeah.
I think we gave up on that about 95 shows ago, I think.
That first show has got three amazing songs on it, but at the time, I had a radio show that used to come into each week, and obviously, I swear naturally, that radio show was murder for me. So I was just felt unleashed on that first show. I was a little bit too excited.
We were both excited. I think it must have been relatively late. I can't wait. Was it? Did we do that after we did a live show?
After midnight.
Because we pre-recorded for a bit. Do you remember? Obviously, you remember. But we used to pre-record Punk It. And
oh,
then we did
right,
it live
yeah.
for a bit. But I can't remember. I think this must have been the live bit, isn't it? Because, we used to.
I think this was after we'd started doing the live one, I think.
So it was 10 o'clock till midnight, was it? And then, no, 9 till 11, and then we used to go...
No,
Punky.
The show was 9 till midnight, and then we probably made it after that.
Was it a three-hour show?
It was a three-hour show. It was a three-hour show, yeah. The pre-recorded one was 2 hours.
Right, yes.
And then the live one was three.
And then we did a quick 15 minutes podcast afterwards.
Yeah, and then I accidentally turned the station off. I actually did that twice. Amazing.
Well,
both on Sunday afternoon. But still, thank you for all your Facebook comments down the years. I realise not many of you probably use it anymore. That's the thing. We haven't found a new platform to settle on, have we? Because there's not a lot that
there's
you
not.
Can really do that involves text, and because it's all about visuals these days.
I've moved over to Blue Sky at the minute, but all it is a Twitter replacement.
Yes,
I think that's
all
it well
is,
placed.
From what I can gather from the people that got on Blue Sky, it's Twitter. If Twitter went, it's all the people that thought Twitter went right, so they think they've all gone left and they're all cool and now you can't say a bad word.
Yeah, that's it. And that and a bunch of cat pics. All I'm getting is cat pics at the minute.
And which, cat pics.
Oh, you know what? I don't mind that. But I don't think it's suitable for Punky. But it is there and is, you know, I don't know.
I don't even bother doing stuff, posting us on Twitter anymore.
No. No. It's never really been forward, has it? But Facebook was always quite good. No, obviously, nothing's ever replaced MySpace properly.
Nothing will ever replace MySpace. MySpace was perfect for us. But anyway, we've got a show to get on with. Yeah. It's show 1000. So is that it for Facebook?
Well, yeah, that's it.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Even if I'm tired of Facebook, I'll never tire of that jingle. Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Right. I don't know whether you've ever heard of a band called Remember the Monsters, Tony.
Don't think so.
I haven't either. They're from Tucson, Arizona. And I don't know whether they're a covers band, but the only two songs I got hold of were covers. And one of them is a cover a little bit similar to another cover. Do you remember that band that they only did Britney covers?
Yes.
They only did punk covers of Britney. Well, this one is a bit like that, but this one has got a bit more of Britney in it. I think you'll like it. What is Remember the Monsters Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Remember the Monsters?
Oh, nearly. ReverbNation.com/Remember the Monsters band. Pulling the Internet 3, Tony 1, and this is Toxic. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Remember the Monsters and Toxic. What a great cover that is. All the way from Tucson. At reverbnation.com/Remember the Monsters band. And, well, we're having Skype issues.
Really are.
Show 1000, mate.
That's happened, cool. Isn't it?
I suspected it would. You know, I said that I'd mentioned this before. I was worried. That one of the reasons that I wanted this week to be 999 part two is because I was worried about the numbers. I had a millennium bug paranoia going on.
You think we go to 000?
I thought as soon as we went to four figures rather than three, the world would fall off its axis. But no, turns out Skype decided to fuck us about instead. Did you do anything last week?
Well, bits and pieces. So we had alcohol practice, which was nice. Getting towards the end of the year, so we decided just to play the set. Enjoyed the shit out of it. We had a really good session and really just played the old songs and played them well. So that enjoyed that. Then I think the day after, my PC decided it had issues, which is not a great thing when you work on your computer for a living, and I had dentist at the same time. Oh, so I had to go to the hygienist, and then my CPU fan died. So I had to try and find one.
I didn't
one.
Know you got a fan of your CPU.
Fans everywhere. You don't know that until they die, do you?
That's right, yeah.
And couldn't get one for love nor money. Obviously everyone's online these days, and like, well, I need one now. It's like, where do you go to in this day and age for computer parts? So I ended up back at the local computer shop that you know quite well. And you know what? They really helped me out. I went to him. And,
right.
And fair play to him, he gave me one. And then a fan. But no, he had one in the he didn't really have a new one, so he had one in the back, so he gave me that and just like said a fiver. I didn't have a fiver on me, and he said, "Well, just pop it in whenever you like." Don't do cash. But no, so he really helped me out, and he worked fine. So he got me back and running. So yeah, he's all right.
Good.
A bit weird, but he's all right.
Well, yeah, we know he's a nice guy because he wouldn't charge me very much.
Yeah, I think he seems all right.
Oh, good.
And then I got a new phone this week, and that lost me 2 days of trying to transfer it all around. So,
when I get upgraded in the shop, do it.
My iPhone 7, well, it's all kind of like, does it itself these days? It looks quite easy, you know. I had an iPhone 7, which is quite old. The new one's a 16, so probably 9 years since I've had a new phone, apparently. And so it does it all itself, but does it fuck? It doesn't transfer a lot of the things. None of my apps remembered who the hell I was. And now today my WhatsApp was all over the place. It was fine, I have sorted it out. Technology has not been my friend this week.
Yeah, I know, and really, technology have always been pals, really.
Fucking now Skype. It's like the trifecta of shitness, isn't it? It's
a trifecta of shitness.
So welcome to Punky.
I still think the holy trifecta is my favourite one of yours.
But that was it. My week's been plagued. But yeah, how was your week?
I went out for a Thai meal.
Ooh.
On Friday. With my former lodger and her new husband, and we went to Chai Lo, and she said, "I'll book it." Yeah, I said, "Well, you can if you like. Won't make any difference. We'll get in Friday night. Ebbs are quiet. I think they might be in the wrong part of town for their sort of food now." And it's a fantastic restaurant, really brilliant, lovely people, great food, but not very busy on a Friday, you know. But anyway, so that was great. Then I listened to Nottingham Forest get dumped by Arsenal on Saturday while I was around my mum's. I went down to my mum's to see her. Pleased to say she's all right.
Good.
Then went up to Steve's pub to see the McCurdy brothers, as threatened last week. They were fantastic, had a great time. And then on Sunday, I drove back through Storm Burt, went via Melton Mowbray. I thought I'll give myself another chance to get one of their delicious pork pies.
Right.
Sunday. I got there. I thought, well, I'm not leaving out pork pie. So we got one in Sainsbury's. But it was at least in Melton.
Excellent.
Those of you don't know, Melton Mowbray is the home of the pork pie. Unlike Stilton. Did I tell you about Stilton?
No.
Well, you know, Stilton cheese is a protected cheese. So it's got. But you know where you can't make Stilton?
No.
Stilton.
Right, okay.
It can only be made in Nottinghamshire, Leicestershire, or Derbyshire.
Not Lincolnshire.
They can sell it in Stilton, but it's not official Stilton cheese. It's been made in Stilton.
Wow.
But anyway, what I want to talk to you about briefly, I've mentioned the Millennium Bug. The other thing is something I thought of on the tram today, on the way home, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's my argument of dark chocolate versus milk chocolate. Right. Now, I think you're a bit of a milk chocolate dude, aren't you?
I am.
I'm going to change your mind now.
Oh.
Two words, right? Yeah. So, I had a little argument. It wasn't an argument, a disagreement about whether dark chocolate was even valid. And I had some backup from someone rather unexpected, a young lady, not known for their dark chocolate interest, but she was all over the dark chocolate, and she came in on my side. Most of the other people didn't. They came in on side of milk chocolate, including one guy who really went for milk chocolate. And I tried to explain why dark chocolate was better, but frankly, I failed. And then on the way home on the tram, I realized what I should have said, and it would have sorted it out really easily. And it's this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Black Magic. Have you ever had a box of Black Magic?
I have.
Black Magic is dark chocolate of its finest. I reckon it's the ultimate supreme dark chocolate box of chocolates is Black Magic. Now, it's Black Magic because it's dark chocolate. I offer you this. If someone offered you a box of chocolates and went, Brown Magic, how would you feel about that? Right? Because I'm saying a box of Brown Magic is something I don't necessarily want to see or where it's come from.
No.
So that is my reasoning why dark chocolate is better. It's quite simply because I do not want to be handed a box full of Brown Magic. Right.
Right.
Let's play a track. Now, I promised something for the Australians here. Last week was our 999th show, in which I planned to feature tracks by 999 all the way through, and I forgot. So this week, I thought I'll start and end with the 999 for the 1000s, and we still are. In the middle, something for the Australians, and it's from the vaults. We only played it a few months ago, but how about 666 from Jeremy Messersmith? What do you reckon?
Excellent.
What is Jeremy Messersmith's website?
JeremyMessersmith.com.
It is. You want to say Messersmith, it's Messersmith. It's the anglicization of Messersmith. JeremyMessersmith.com. JeremyMessersmith.com. Making it. Tony 2. Probably and the Internet 3. This is some indie pop from Minnesota Tone, a cracking track. This is 666.
Some of that devil music, dance it out, shake it. to the left, shake it to the right, shake it like a horny ass Friday night. Shake it for your mama, shake it for the priest. Tell him that six, six, six is the number of the beast.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's the 1,000th time you've done a great job in the beds. Hey. Actually, it's the 999th. There was one week I accused you of not doing it for a laugh, didn't I?
I don't think, and there was a while I wasn't doing the beds, of course. Well, you did them.
Oh, that's also true. I'll take it back. You're an arrivist to the beds.
There you go.
It's only been the 18 years for you.
Probably.
We did change pretty quickly, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just because I am a techno prat. That was Jeremy Messersmith, a track called 666, the number of the Australian police force, if you were confused as to why I wanted to play it last week, played it this week. Anyway, it's 1,000th. Who fucking cares? Right. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La, 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 la. What you got?
Thanks for gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much is it to watch them play? Let me know your gigs. You haven't sent me one, so I've hunted around and tried to find something that I haven't mentioned before. So this Sunday, at the Dublin Castle in that there, London.
Great venue, Dublin Castle.
Not been there.
Decent pub up front and a big old room out the back. Excellent.
Well, those Naughty Lumps are playing.
Oh, brilliant.
Who I hadn't heard of, apparently they've been around a good long time. In the 70s. They're playing with Papal Plot and the Basement Puppets.
Right.
It's a very punky night. Actually, no, it's not. I tell a lie. It's a very punky afternoon. It starts at 2 p.m. It's a matinee show.
Oh, okay.
Getting very popular, these matinee shows. I'm doing one myself in January. If my band stays together long enough to do it.
That's probably when they'll start becoming unpopular.
I have bandwagon, will jump on it. Yeah, so there you go. So if you're around in that London, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m, Dublin Castle, in that there, Camden, do check it out. Those Naughty Lumps.
I think we've played Those Naughty Lumps on this show before. I think they might have been on the Cherry Red compilation once upon a time.
They've been around. They are any kind of area we would have done. Like there's that 70s punk kind of side of it. Who knows, eh?
That's it,
yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. La, 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 da, 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 da. Right, Tony, the Dogs. They're not an easy band to find online. You know why? Because there's loads of bands called the Dogs. However, these ones are possibly the original The Dogs. All the way from Lansing, Michigan, going back about 50 years, basically. Proto-punk. They were kind of before punk, proto-punk. But back now with a cover version, because I don't know whether they split up, whether they kept going, but anyway, they're back now with a vengeance. It's got a new album coming out called Unleashed. Release the hounds, unleash the dogs. Unleashed. And it's come by Rumbar Records, Tony.
Excellent.
I haven't got a website for the Dogs, can't find anything about them, really, other than a few bits saying, you know, they were on the original bands and blah, blah, blah. So instead, what is Rumbar Records' Bandcamp page?
Rumbarrecords.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that, rumbarrecords.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 3, probably an Internet 3. This was first done by Eddie and the Hot Rods, but the Dogs have had a go and they've done a cracking job of it as well. This is Do Anything You Want to Do.
You're gonna do. You'll get so lonely.
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Dogs. Do anything you want to do. Find out more by going via rumbarrecords.bandcamp.com. And also, yes, this is a new bed. The Roots have brought out an album of Joy Division surf covers. And it's fantastic. And the minute that I... Well, basically, the minute that I saw it, I said to you, didn't I? We've got a new bed. And then I've had to wait 3 weeks to play it because of how we do the beds. Anyway, this new bed will be hanging around for a while. And... If you can tell what the three tunes are, the three songs, there's no lyrics, but the three tunes are that they played, email paulieb at punkyradio.com. And I won't give a shit, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, competition here. It's show 1000, not show 10.
Yeah.
We're getting carried away, aren't we?
We used to do competitions and everything.
Yeah, we used to do all. We used to care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should think that's why we don't get as much correspondence from people as we used to.
Right.
It's just we clearly disrespect them.
We stopped giving people stuff and start asking for them back, didn't we? Like donations and things. Yeah, it's swung the other way.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, I've asked you what you're doing this week, haven't I? Have I?
No.
Yeah. So, Tom, what are you doing this week?
So, well, apart from the usual, surfing, anything special, I'm now in a wedding band.
Are you?
Which I found out last week. Yeah. So when we did the alcohol reunion gig in July, one of our many fans, a guy called Dave, is getting married, and he asked us all to play at his wedding next year. And I just took it as a, you know, one of those, will you play my wedding? And you, yeah, mate. Yeah, of course I will. Yeah. Apparently I am. So we formed a super group with the guys from Pam and Alcohol, which very much is basically Pam plus me.
Pam Cahol.
Yes, basically, yes.
Pam Cahol.
It's Pam Cahol. And it's exactly what our WhatsApp group's called.
Is it?
Yeah. So I've got a 20-song set list to learn of various covers and things.
Brilliant.
So we're going to do that.
Sweet.
So I think we're meeting up at Saturday in Mansfield to plan it.
Well, I hope you charged him a grand.
I'm doing it for free.
Oh, fucking hell, Tug. After the grief you gave your drummer last week,
I know.
At least he's doing it for money.
It was literally 3 days after the practice, and we was dissing the shit out of it. And it's like, yeah, now I'm basically in a wedding band. I've already told him.
You want free shit. You want a free hotel room. You want expenses, you want a free bar, you want free shit. You're doing his fucking wedding. If you hadn't done it, he'd have had to pay a wedding band a lot of money.
This is true. But yeah, so that's me. It will be a one-off, though. I've got no intention of doing this.
Well, no.
Because I hate it. But yes, that was my... That's it. What are you doing?
Well, on Friday, I've been offered the chance to go for a pre-Christmas meal.
Ooh.
At Las Iguanas.
Right.
There are two reasons why I don't want to go.
Okay.
The first one is, it's at fucking 6 o'clock.
Right.
I don't want to go for a meal at 6 o'clock. That's what time children go for meals. I want to go later, when the kids have gone home. Right.
Mm.
The other reason is, it's a Christmas meal at Las Iguanas. Because, Tony, nothing says Christmas like a fucking sombrero, right? It's utterly ridiculous. So there are two reasons not to go. But on Saturday...
Mm.
I thought I might go out for a meal with my mate Tony.
Oh, yes.
And when I said, shall we go for a meal to celebrate our 1,000th show? And you said rather quickly, yes. I was surprised, because I know you don't really like me.
It's food, isn't it? I like a bit of food, don't
I? By which restaurant you suggested?
Yeah.
You suggested my favourite Chinese, the Mayfair.
Well, you mentioned it so much, I'm thinking, it's got to be worth a go, hasn't it?
Making it a bit more romantic straight away. But I am amazed you didn't suggest a pizza restaurant just so we could go and have Quattro Chinaggios.
It's never on the menu. It is in this house, of course.
So it looks like we're going for a romantic meal for two to celebrate our 1,000th show this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. There
Thank you.
Go. And if anybody wants to donate to us, to buy us things for our romantic meal, then do don't forget you can PayPal us.
That is the point, yeah, because we are going to use the small amount of PayPal money we've raised to pay for the dinner.
Yes.
To celebrate the 1,000th show. So thank you to those of you that have sent us a few quid. It's much appreciated. And we're going to make sure I know we said we were going to go to Berlin on it, but we might have to settle for Mansfield Road for the time being.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to go and see Forest for Ipswich on Saturday, but I'm not, because the bloke who's going to lend me his ticket has decided he doesn't want to lend me his ticket. He wants to go himself.
Right, fair enough.
These things happen. All right, two songs in a row.
Yep.
Stay tuned for the sex organs, something I always like saying. Mm. But first, the Young Hearts, Tony. Deal-based Heartsland punks. Deal intent was, I think, in the last few months, the study's been done. I think Deal has the most sunshine of anywhere in the United Kingdom.
Oh.
And I think it's a lovely little place. And I've never been. I'd really like to go now. D-A-L, Deal. Look it up. Deal, Kent. But Heartland punks. Have you heard of this Heartland punk thing going on, Tony?
No.
No, me neither. Until the last 2 weeks, when I've had a flurry, Tony. A veritable flurry. Not a Scottish, not a muck flurry. Mm. I've had a flurry of emails from various outlets. And by that, I mean kind of PR companies and labels, saying this great Heartland punk band, this band, they specialise in Heartland punk. And I don't know what the fuck Heartland punk is, so we're going to find out right now. Because however this song sounds, it's Heartland punk. Now, right. I have it, of course. That's why it's being played now. But okay. I'll see what you think and what the rest of you think. And if anyone out there knows what Heartland punks are actually all about and why this phrase has come through I hadn't heard before, email paulieb at punkyradio.com and I probably won't even read it. Right. What is the show 1000?
Yeah, it's true. Fair enough.
What is the Young Hearts Bandcamp page?
Theyounghearts.bandcamp.com.
The youngheartsuk.bandcamp.com, or if you like, theyoungheartsuck.bandcamp.com. Making it, now what's that? Probably the Internet 4, Tony 3, isn't it?
Mm.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
I think so.
Anyway, this is the Young Hearts with some Heartland punk. See what you think of it. This is Hell or High Water.
Just ain't getting heavy head. Punch you in the eye.
Night of the Brown Hole.
Listening to Rich Morton's sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Sex Organs and a track called Where Is My Dildo? And it's taken from their most recent album, We're Fucked. And I haven't played enough songs off it. There's a couple that I want to play. Absolutely brilliant album. It came, I think, via Voodoo Rhythm Records. It's just superb. What is The Sex... Oh, by the way, it says on... their website, which is
thesexorgans.com,
thesexorgans.net, point of internet 523. I've won half. It says they are from Andromeda,
right?
But I think that one's from Switzerland, one's from Holland,
right?
You find out more by going to the website thesexorgans.net. That was the Sex Organs. Where is my dildo? If I get the chance to catch them live, I am definitely going. I think the outfits are superb. The rest is for your imagination. Check them out. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have had one for the 1,000th show, but you know, maybe the people are thinking, oh, well, let's keep it nice. Let's keep it nice and friendly. Why do such a horrible thing like twat someone on show 1,000? It's all about peace and love. If you've got a twat to nominate, email me.
Yeah, I'm all about war and hate.
Yeah. you think people don't know us by now? Email me twats, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twats name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twats with thanks, David, that was wondered to. I think Steve's probably holding it all up until January the whatever, 10th, 20th, something like that. But, there you
And if you don't know us by now, where have you fucking been? Now, I got a plan though. Okay. When we haven't got a twat, it gives me an excuse for arguably the greatest jingle we've ever done, and a terrific feature. Do you fancy a quiz time for Tony?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so exciting. It's quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
That is a belter. Right. Now, this week's quiz time for Tony. Right, Tony. Mm-hmm. Now, what I've got here, I thought I want to make sure I win this.
Okay.
So, what I did, I Googled the top 10 hardest questions to answer in the world.
Wow.
Right. Right now, you can pick any three, right? Mm-hmm. Any three from 1 to 10. I'll say in advance, I strongly recommend not picking number 10.
Right.
I'd leave that out. I'll tell you now. Number 10 is, what is your monthly salary? And I doubt you want to give that away. So, from 1 to 9, pick any three.
6.
Number 6. Mm. Right, number 6. What is dark matter?
It's the opposite of matter.
Right.
Isn't it?
Isn't it the stuff that takes up all the space between matter?
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson puts it, dark matter is interesting. Basically, the universe is heavier than it should be. There's a whole swathe of stuff we can't account for. In the words of Brian Greene, the evidence for dark energy is essentially that it exists.
Right.
And also, Vera Rubin, a pioneering astrophysicist, says, we know there is some dark matter out there because we can see its gravitational effects on galaxies and galaxy clusters, but we still don't know what it's made of. Right. So anyway, that's number 6.
9.
Why don't you pick another one?
9.
Number 9? You seem to think that they'll get harder the higher up they are. All right, number 9. You might know the answer to this. What is the meaning of life?
42.
Not, is it? That's the answer to the question.
Oh, of course.
What is the meaning of life? The meaning of life is a big question that we all have thought about at least once in our lifetime. Now, let's see what they put here. Philosopher Albert Camus once said, the meaning of life is the most urgent of questions. Right, that's not answering. Existentialist thinker Jean-Paul Sartre believed that life's meaning is something we create for ourselves through the choices we make. It's about finding our own purpose rather than having our life given to us. It's essentially what we've done with Punky Radio. Yeah. So the meaning of life is a bit of a personal journey. Some find it in religion.
Yes, has its
personal experiences. And some in the choice they make. It's a big question. And different people have different answers. Right, you got one left, Joan. Are you going to dare go for number 1?
1.
You've gone for number 1? Well, I didn't think you would. That was a challenge, really. Mm. Oh, it's a shame you didn't go for number 4. Right. Number 1. Here we go, Tone. Yeah. It's controversial. What happens after death?
Absolutely nothing.
And that's another reference to Edwin Starr. Good God, yeah. What happens after death? Right. The question of what happens after we die is a mystery that people have wondered about for a very long time. Different people have different beliefs. Some think about heaven or an afterlife where they might go to be with loved ones again. Others believe in reincarnation, where they come back in a new form or body. And trust me, I'm coming back as a crab. Mark Twain once said, I do not fear death. I had been dead for billions and billions of years before I was born. And had I not suffered, the slightest inconvenience from it.
True.
This idea suggests that before we were born, we didn't experience anything. So maybe it's similar after we die. The difficulty with this question is that it touches on our deepest fears and hopes. It's a mystery because no one really knows for sure. Different cultures and religions have their own explanations. And some people find comfort in their beliefs about what happens after death. At the end of the day, it's a question that might always remain unanswered. And people find their own way to make sense of it. So, not really as great as I'd hoped. But, number 4, I thought you'd like. Do aliens exist?
Yes.
Yes, of course they do, because we're aliens.
There you go.
I see, I've said this before, I see no reason at all why we have evolved naturally on this planet. Because we're so far ahead of everything else, and nothing else is catching us up remotely. How can that be? Surely, at a time when we are endangering species, you'd think they would evolve at a faster rate so they could survive.
Hmm.
But with the exception of a few moths, nothing seems to change, does it?
Yeah, well,
but they're not going anywhere.
God moves in mysterious ways and all that, doesn't he? And we were created and the world is 4,000 years old and stuff, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if you want to go down that road. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, let's go with aliens.
Yeah, I think more likely. We are in some way alien to this planet. And if that makes me crazy, it makes me crazy. But until I see a dolphin riding a bike, or bees playing cards, or a sloth going on holiday, or any of those things, or perhaps an infinite number of monkeys actually being given an infinite number of typewriters, we're so far ahead of everything else, I think we're aliens. But anyway, that's it for Quiz Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, Quiz Time.
So enjoyed that.
Excellent.
Might have been a bit long-winded. I expected it to be a bit quicker than that, but you know, I did look at it last minute. One last track this week. We're returning to 999 to celebrate show 999 part 2, which is, of course, show 1000. And it could have been written about where I live, Tony, but I haven't got a website for 999. I have. We've done 999's website. We got a 2CV collection of their music by Cherry Red earlier this year. I think it was called Separates. So what is Cherry Red's website?
Cherryred.co.uk.
Cherryred.co.uk for all your retro punk needs and lots of other stuff as well. And thanks to Cherry Red as well. It sends a load of stuff. Anyway, probably being set 5, Tony 4, which is a 9 altogether. It's almost 999, isn't it? 999 part 2, you know how it goes. And this is, I dedicate this song to where I live. This is My Street Stinks.
Narrow minds are everywhere. Something's gonna show. Follow anything at all. Believe all it's told. My street stinks. The world sees too. And if you walked on my street,
that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed show 1000. That was 999 and My Street Stinks. What a cracker. Find out more via either cherryred.co.uk or 999.net, and that's the words 999. I was just thinking as well, Tony, just before you let people know other ways they can listen to the show. First of all, my apologies that this show is going to be about 1,000 hours long. I have talked at length there. But also, in terms of the hardest question in the world, what do you think would be the hardest question in the world that you could be asked?
That's hard to say, isn't it? I guess just a general why would be the hardest question, but I don't know.
Right. Because I know what the hardest question for me to answer is, because it has happened to me historically way too often, and that is, what time do you call this? Right, maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show should they still want to after this garbage.
Yeah, don't forget, you can visit our website, punkyradio.com. On the front page is the latest show, various things on there, do check it out. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down with a fi, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify.
App in the podcast section. Also Amazon Music in their podcasts bit. And talking of bits, if you've got an Alexa device, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. You go to the skill store, you search Punky Radio, you download it, it's free. Thanks to Poco for that. Add it to Alexa, I don't know, she'll do something with her, who cares. But there, that's it, yeah.
And thank you very much, Tony, as well. I'd say thank you very much for managing to put up with me for 1,000 weeks.
Hmm. 20...
No one else has managed it. No one else has managed it.
There you go.
We might be back for show 1001. Who knows? Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.